senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com. He's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Patrick, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
You know, I'm starting to learn, don't brag about how cheap a gas you could find, because last week, Patrick, I found it for $3.11, and then I was in the Sam's Club where I buy it, and the attendant there said he should have been here yesterday. It was $3.03. So there's always cheaper gas somewhere. But people are freaking out right now because we have jumped from that price at $3.03 and $3.11 to in the mid-Michigan area. Now I can find it, and I'm at GasBuddy.com, the Lansing address. I can find it $3.32 at Sam's, $3.39 at a Sunoco, $3.45 another Sunoco. So what's going on with the price of gas? Why are we so surprised that it jumps around like this?
Well, Tony, I guess I'm not really surprised that it jumps around like this, just kind of knowing the trends and the way things move. What we've been watching here is since last week, the wholesale cost of gasoline has risen a mind-blowing 61 cents per gallon, and it's up another 2 cents a gallon this morning. And I'm just reading a story that there's a refinery problem at a facility in Illinois. And I have a feeling that it may jump. We could see another gas price increase here yet this week.
How much?
A 61 cent increase in wholesale price.
Okay, so there's been 61.
You know, there's various reasons, none of which are making a huge impact. But the biggest reason here in the Great Lakes that prices are rising so quickly is that 61 cent increase. Basically, refineries at the bottom of things, when prices got really cheap at the Great Lakes last week, refineries just probably got sick of it. A little bit of a poker game going on, and they stopped selling gasoline for a day or two on the market. And so what that did is, instead of, you know, them trying to find buyers, they just, you know, held off on things for a day or two. And then buyers came to them, and that drives the price up. So it switched from being a buyer's to a seller's market, and that drove the price way up.
And we, the customers, we're kind of stuck in the middle. They don't really care about us because they know we need it, and we may complain, but we're going to buy it no matter what, so they can turn a deaf ear and do what they want to do.
That's right. It's all about the almighty dollar, and that's what they're after, and that's why prices are going up. But there are some issues. We have a bit of speculation pouring into the market. There was a big refinery fire in Washington, and while that's not impacting us, you know, we're not seeing any supply problem because of that, it's a stark reminder to the market of what things can happen in spring with refinery issues. And like I just said, now, just this morning, ConocoPhillips filed a report with regulators that they had an upset at their facility in Illinois. So it just goes to show, this whole switch over to summer gasoline, I think we need to do away with it. We need to just keep one type of gasoline all year round, because we see prices go up every spring. It gets so tiring. And I think the biggest reason that we see prices go up every spring is because of the switch over to summer gas. Now, Iran is certainly an issue here this time of year again, just like Libya was last year. But I think that's the biggest issue. We need to get away from the switch over that we do every year. It's just an excuse to raise prices. It's just an excuse for refineries to have to go under maintenance.
So you're saying we don't need a summer blend. We could have one blend that lasts us 365 a year.
It sounds too easy, but what I'm saying here is there's about 12 or 15 different types of summer gasoline, depending on where you fill up. I'm in Chicago. We use something different than you use in mid-Michigan. And mid-Michigan uses something that's different than Chicago and Detroit. There's all sorts of special gasoline. Why don't we just pick the cleanest burning of them all, which will satisfy all the air pollution standards nationwide, and why don't we just use it, not only in the summer, but in the winter? That way we don't have this switchover. That way we don't have this constant increase in prices every spring. It seems too easy, and it may cost us a little bit more in the short term as refineries figure out how to do it. But in the long run, we don't have any of this switchover. We can ship gasoline coast to coast, and we don't have to worry about what's legal to burn and what's not.
Kyle, have you asked the powers that be that question?
Well, you know, I haven't gotten to the point where I can ask somebody that question. It's kind of hard working your way up in the EPA or the president. I've seen the idea floated, and it was, you know, the oil industry is not going to push for it because they like prices going up every spring. So it's going to be a battle.
Last two questions for you. You said that there might be another spike in gas. How much is that speculated to be? When could that occur, and when are we going to see $4 a gallon?
Well, I'm worried. And this spike, I'm not going to say it's imminent. It's possible. Today's Thursday. We could see an increase today or tomorrow. I'm going to say we probably won't see another one today just because the PR nightmare. Gas stations that they do hikes 2 days in a row. We may see a hike tomorrow, Tony. I'd give it 50-50 odds, and we may see prices go up to, say, $3.79 or so. How long till we see $4? Well, my goodness, we're not even out of February. We can see it in March or April already.
All right. Patrick DeHaan.
Yeah, now it sounds like you need a Prozac.
Yeah, or a couple of beers already, and we're still in the morning hours.
Yeah.
You can go to Lansing Prices, LansingGasPrices.com to check out the cheapest of gas prices. There's apps to download. You'll hear Patrick on our radio program. I recently saw him on Fox News. Patrick, you're working and grinding. Go for it.
Just keeping everybody informed. Thanks so much, Tony.